Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 13th. The grains closed mixed with the summer corn up 7¾ cents at 5:40¾, September wheat down 7 cents, 6:33¾, and November beans up a penny and a half at 13:51¾. Really kind of a choppy day in the grains here. The beans broke late in the session to close near their lows. The corn was, you know, kind of back and forth. We traded a little bit lower early, then rallied, then broke again. The wheat was under a little bit of pressure most of the day here today. It tried to rally when the corn rallied. But overall, I would say that, you know, it was really kind of a nothing choppy day. We rallied last night at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure what that was about, maybe some Chinese buying. But overall, this market is still about yield and weather. Some people believe, and I probably agree with this, that the corn yield is going to have a tough time coming up to 179-plus bushels. If we take 2 or 3 bushels off of that yield, we're talking about, you know, bare minimum billion bushel carryouts out here. If the beans lose 1 bushel per acre, we're talking about, you know, carryouts under 100 million. So, you know, is it good enough north to offset what's happening? Is it good enough south to offset what's happening up north? Remains to be seen. For the time being, I'd say it is okay, but we'll have to see. It looks like we start to warm up now in Chicago, up to the high 80s over the next weeks. A lot of sunshine, not too much rain. I think we actually need to see rain, some warm weather out here to help these crops at this point. I think certainly there's been enough rain for pollination out here, and I don't see that as being a major issue. So overall, I think we're in pretty good shape out here. I would say that in corn and beans, the fact that we've closed higher yesterday and today is a little bit of a positive out here. I'm just not sure if whether or not it's a head fake or not. You've still got the funds long over 200,000 corn, about 100,000 beans, 70,000, 80,000 oil. You know, I still think that's a lot of grain considering where we're at. Obviously, you know, everybody was saying, what if we have a hot, dry summer? Well, the only place that's been hot and dry is up in the Dakotas, into Minnesota. And I don't think that's enough to, you know, to really put that big of a dent in things out here. So we'll have to see, keep an eye on the weather, yield estimates out here. But the yield estimates are going to be all over the board. But I don't think any of them are going to really come too close to what the government's got budgeted in either beans or corn. So that'll keep an underpinning to this market. I think it'll be a little bit tougher to summer corn to close under $5 at this point. I think it'll be tough to close November beans under $12.90. But, you know, if the funds want out and the weather really improves out here and the crops start to improve, we could certainly see those prices. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.